Every year, the local chapter of Veterans for Peace marches at the end of the Memorial Day parade in Albany. WOOC spoke with John Amidon and Dan Wilcox about why they march.
We are talking with John Amidon, and we're out here with Veterans for Peace in the Memorial Day parade. John, why did the Veterans for Peace come out today?
We think it's a very good thing to represent peace and to generally bring the idea to the public. This parade is here to militarize our youth. There are far more young people, high school bands, and it's just an indoctrination program. We want at least one group of veterans to represent peace.
Yeah, we've been doing this actually since 1999.
Now, this is Dan Wilcox.
This is Dan Wilcox speaking, yes. Since 1999, we've been marching in both the Memorial Day Parade and the Veterans Day Parade here in Albany. And like, as John said, we're speaking against militarism, but we're also remembering the cost of war, not just the soldiers who die in the war, but the civilians on both sides, and there's soldiers and military people on both sides. So we want to remember all of those people that war is very destructive to everyone.
And how has the reception been from other veterans organizations?
Well, they've learned to, in the beginning, they tolerated us here, I think. But when the Iraq War started, a couple of them let it be known that they didn't like the Iraq War any more than we did, or any less than we did, whatever. And they've accepted us, and I've made some good contacts with some of those guys over there, and they respect our presence.
And so, John, I mean, how do you feel these days, Veterans for Peace, with respect to the present, you know, military spending at the federal level and what's going on with the Trump administration?
Well, the Trump administration, obviously, they just passed the $713 billion budget. And back to the students and the young people for a minute. Part of the problem is all of that money spent on the militarization of society is taking money away from needed educational programs, high school resources. The other problem is we are teaching our young people that you can solve your problems by killing each other, and we are giving them assault weapons. And now we have all these high school shootings. So we have open season on high school students due to the fact that the military is teaching people that killing is okay, and providing them with assault weapons at the same time. The designs and the style of weapon just made for killing people. So it's a huge problem.
You know, honestly, right now, one of the wars we've not exactly ever finished was the Korean War. And I can't ever figure out whether Trump is going to Korea or not going to Korea. But, you know, what should we be doing with Korea? Do Veterans for Peace have a position on that?
Well, yes, well, absolutely. Of course, we support the peace process. And I think you have to recognize that this process is going to continue with, no matter what Trump does, because the Korean people themselves are one people. And they've gotten together and they're talking to each other. And that's where it's going to come from. And he's not going to bring peace to Korea. Korea will bring peace to Korea. And the rest of the world's support for them will bring peace to them. He is just going to stand in the way.
John had mentioned the issue of the militarization in the schools. How does Veterans for Peace or others, you know, feel about recruiters going into our school system?
Oh, we've been fighting recruiters in the school system for years. For a while, we even had a campaign outside Albany High with the Quakers against recruitments, where we hand out flyers once a month. We don't want them in the school. And if you're going to have war recruiters in there, we should have peace recruiters in there.
Now, John, I know you do an annual summer peace festival. How's that shaping up for this year?
Our Kateri Peace Conference is shaping up very well. We have a riverboat cruise on August 17th down here in Albany at the Dutch Apple Cruise Lines, and Ann Wright, Kathy Kelly, Greta Zaro, Ray McGovern, and it's one other who's slipping my mind right now, will be on board with us. It'll be a three-hour cruise. We'll have music with Terry Robin and Sherry Bauer and Mark Emanation will all be performing. So it is shaping up. And then on Saturday, we have a conference up at the Kateri Shrine where we'll go into the fierce urgency of now and in-depth exploration of different issues by the people, the speakers that I just mentioned, along with on Saturday we'll have Rosemary Armeo also joining us.
When you say Saturday, what Saturday date and also what website?
Saturday is August 18th, and that'll be in Fonda, New York at the the National Kateri Take a Whiff Shrine, hosted by the Franciscan Friars. They've been hosting us now for 20 years. And the website is KateriPeaceConference.org, www.KateriPeaceConference.org. We also have a writing contest this year with two $100 first prizes, and it's a letter to the editor contest. So write a letter to the editor. Complete information is on the website. It'll be graded by point system. Dan Wilcox is handling the contest, and we have two $100 first prizes for youth and two second prizes, $50. If your letter is published, you're also given extra points for having it published. So we're encouraging everyone to find their voice for peace and speak out.
Now, one issue that's come up recently with veterans, of course, is who's going to run the Veterans Administration. You know, why is the Veterans Administration important to veterans?
Well, if you're going to have a war, you're going to need someone to deal with the veterans afterward. I mean, I'd like to have no more veterans. I mean, that would be a great campaign if we didn't have to have veterans anymore. And the Veterans Administration, of course, has a vast network of hospitals, very good hospitals, throughout the country. But you need money and you need a good administration to make sure that the people who receive care receive it.
So what are some of the other issues that Veterans of Peace will be working on for the rest of this year?
We're working on, back to the VA just for a minute, we need the funding and we need the treatment for veterans. There is a suicide epidemic of at least 22 veterans a day committing suicide. So before you join the military, think about what happens to veterans. Roughly 30% of the homeless population is veterans. The single largest increasing group for homeless veterans is women, and they have increased by 7%. I was so against the vetting of women for combat, too. You're going to experience all of the trauma and all of the abuse that men have been experiencing for years. And you will also receive sexual assault in the military. 30% of the women are sexually assaulted or raped. And that's another figure that's valid and can be checked out. So we have a great deal of concern about anybody joining the military, and Memorial Day, if we actually remembered the dead and honored them in a way that made sense, we would encourage our children not to join the military, not to be part of the war machine, not to sacrifice yourself for the benefit of the rich ruling class and the multinational corporations, particularly the ones who are merchants of death and want to sell arms.
Yeah, I'm with that, 100%.
What do you think about the size of the military budget? Should that be cut?
It's obscene. It's obscene. Why do we, you know, half of our money goes to the military. And meanwhile, there's cutbacks in funding for schools, for infrastructure, for the environment. There's so much we can do with all that money, and people saying, well, we don't have the money. We got the money. It's all going to the military, and it's all going into the pockets of the rich. We should be taxing the rich and getting them. You know, Willie Sutton, when they asked him why he robbed banks, he said, that's where the money is. Well, you want money? Go to the rich and take it from them.
If people want to find out more about Veterans for Peace, even about veterans issues, what are some of the good websites to do it?
VeteransForPeace.org. Real easy to remember. You know?
And John, any closing words?
Well, there are many. I mean, we have a whole host of other issues we're concerned with. We're obviously concerned with Korea, as you already mentioned, and the peace process. We want nuclear abolition now. The $1 trillion dedicated to nuclear weapons, starting with Obama, is an obscenity, and carried on by Trump. You know, Gaza, Palestine, and the Israeli issue is certainly of concern to us. We are concerned about the immigration issues. We despise the idea of a wall on the border, where if we're tearing down all the damn walls and allowing democracy to reign. We would like to see voter registration enhanced and people encouraged to vote and put on the voter rolls rather than gerrymandering and finding ways to knock people off the voting rolls. We need a real democracy. We're concerned about the quality of the press and the reporting by mainstream publications and the fake news provided courtesy of the CIA, the FBI, and many of our government officials. We're not real pleased with Yucca Mountain being reopened, and it just goes on and on. We need sensible, sane disposable programs for our nuclear waste. We need environmental programs that go to renewable, sustainable energy, solar, wind, water, and it just, we are concerned with the quality of this country because environmental collapse is damn near imminent, if not imminent.
Well, John Amanon, Dan Wilcox, thank you very much. Veterans for Peace, and this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC.
That was WOOC's report on the Veterans for Peace contingent in Albany's Memorial Day Parade.